Vou operar o livro. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tarami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivasesa Sunyavari Priskacha Devita. And all the cowherd boys come up front, and the cowherd girls can also sit up front. Now this amazing pastime of Krishna's gave the most wonderful opportunity for all the residents of Vrindavan, all the Vrishbasis, to be with Krishna day after day after day and just simply to look at him. And Krishna is so attractive that the more one looks at him with devotion, the more he reveals his sweetness, because he has unlimited sweetness and unlimited beauty. And the more that one looks at him and thinks about him, then Krishna reveals his beauty and sweetness, again, because it's unlimited. And then one's mind, consciousness, eyes, everything becomes still more attracted to Krishna. And then Krishna reveals more of his beauty, more of his opulence. So this is the meaning of unlimited beauty in this pastime, unlimited attractiveness. So the concept of Krishna, which means all attractive, Krishna means all attractive. It's so far beyond the concept of God, which means in Hindi or Bengali, when the Christian missionaries would came to India, they translated the word God as what? Does anyone know? Ishwara, which means the controller. But Krishna means the all attractive. And the greatest devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, had so much affection, love for Krishna, that Krishna revealed more and more of his nature. Just like when the people that love us the most, the people we have the most intimate relationship with, we reveal to them more and more of who we actually are. So Krishna reveals to the residents of Vrindavan his unlimited beauty, his unlimited sweetness, and that attracts them still more. So once, for his own purposes, while a jagya, a sacrifice, was about to be performed for Indra, the devata, the demigod who's in charge of the rain and the wind, once Krishna decided to stop that sacrifice, and he had a purpose for stopping that sacrifice. There was an internal purpose, an external purpose. But the main purpose, or one could say, one of the purposes was to remove Indra's pride, because he had some power. And he is not alone who has some power. Power means, in Sanskrit, the word is shakti, or ability to do something. So Indra had the ability to move the clouds and cause rain. But each of us have different abilities. And there's always a tendency, when one has abilities, power, shakti, to do anything, whether it's to, so many abilities. You can think of what abilities you have. Do you have some abilities? Nothing at all? You have ability to be humble. This is wonderful. And you have such a nice ability during a class to be very peaceful and quiet. This is also wonderful. So there's a tendency always when one has an ability, a power, a shakti, even though it's a gift from the Supreme Lord, practically speaking. It's a gift. And when one gets a gift, one shouldn't be proud of one's gift. But yet, the tendency to become proud is always there with any soul within this world because of the nature of ahankara, or false ego, the tendency to become proud. So Indra was a devotee, but he had some pride, and Krishna decided to remove it by stopping the sacrifice. And therefore, he promoted and told the Brijbasis, who always wanted to please him, to, instead of worshipping Indra to get rain, to get one's wealth, etc., that they should just worship Govardhan Hill. And they had a wonderful festival of worshipping Govardhan Hill, and everyone... Raise your hand if you've been to Vrindavan. Oh, raise your hand if you've seen Govardhan Hill. Wow. Raise your hand if you've walked around Giriraj Govardhan. Raj, no?
I haven't been to Vrindavan.
What? You should immediately file a court case against your parents. I mean, not really. Don't
tempt me.
Huh? Why? Soon, yes? Huh?
You can do that seriously. So
okay. Okay, we have to be careful. He's studying for his law degree. Therefore, he's growing nice dhariwala. I was only kidding. Please don't file a court case against you. Okay.
Thank you.
So Govardhan is such an amazing place. It is so sweet in Vrindavan. It brings so much happiness. And Giriraj Govardhan welcomes everyone. He's a mountain. But one feels so welcome and peaceful when one goes there. And all the resident, and on the Purnima and the Amavasya, which is today, so many people, thousands and thousands and literally hundreds of thousands of people just happily walk around Giriraj Govardhan and feel so much pleasure due to this. And they all have their own reasons why they're walking around. Some want, the very rare ones want pure love and service for Krishna. Some want some wealth. Some want some dispute solved. This, that. They go around for so many different reasons. But yet, Giriraj is so kind that he satisfies everyone's desires. So even on this day, I somehow or another, by the miracle of technology, I gave a class this morning to the devotees who were at Giriraj Govardhan, and I saw that there were so many hundreds of devotees just walking around, and it was so nice to have a vision of Vrindavan by the mercy of WhatsApp. But it was nice. So anyway, when the sacrifice was stopped, Indra became furious. And his reaction to this was something that always amazed me. When they stopped the sacrifice, I wondered, how is it possible that he decided there's one village, and he is called Vrindavan, and the residents of this one small village decided to stop the sacrifice. And yet, he was the lord of the universe, practically. He was the king of the heavenly planets. And he became so furious because of this one transgression. He became so furious that he decided to kill all the residents of Vrindavan, including the cows, including Nanda Maharaj, because they had listened to Krishna and neglected him. So I thought, how is this possible? He's such a great man, this little neglect. And he why did he become so furious and angry, that degree of anger that he wanted to kill so many people and cows? So I couldn't understand it, so I asked Brajmohan, a local Brahmin boy, could you please stand up for a second? Yes. Yes. I asked him, this, I'm serious, I asked him, how is this possible? And he gave me the correct answer. And that was, do you remember? He saw another humble Brahmin. Okay, you're going to take the humble Brahmin. The rest of the cowherd, these are cowherd boys. There's the Brahmin boy over there. Did you bring any cows with you?
In my brain.
Huh?
In my brain.
You brought them in your brain, okay. Are you feeding them in your brain too? Are they giving milk in your brain? Ah, oh, nice. But Mohan? No, okay. You left them home pasturing, okay. On the fig trees or on the other trees in your house. So in any case, Braj Mohan told me that it was due to Indra's pride. And when one is proud, even though one's opulences are a gift from above and they can be removed in a moment, when one is proud, one becomes angry. How dare you do this to me? Don't you know who I am? How dare you do this to me? And then when one is proud and one becomes angry, one is really capable of anything.
I know, it's a long story.
So therefore, Srila Raghunath Goswami said, Dambha Hitva, first, if one wants to become devotional, really devotional, not superficially religious, but truly deep in the core of one's heart, devotional, one must first give up pride. And then automatically, one becomes humble and tolerant if one's not proud. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to give up pride? Yes. Such a humble soul. Are you ready to give up pride? It's not that easy. Because, anyway, I want to tell the story, not just lecture myself. It's not easy because of ahankara, false ego. It is this false ego or sense, false sense of who I am. It is the essence. Who am I? I'm actually Krishna, Nityadas. I'm servant of Krishna. But the false sense of who I am, I'm not Krishna Das. I'm my body. I'm anything else. That pride from Krishna Bhule Se Jivan Adiyabahi Mukh, turning our back on Krishna, is the essence of our being in the material world. So first of all, one must give up pride. But Indra was not ready to do that. So he became so angry. And he called forward rain and wind and storms and hail. Have you ever seen real big hailstones?
Yes.
This big even. As big as a?
Enough to be this big hailstone.
You've only seen that big. Mohan told me he's seen this big. And Braj Mohan told me this big he's seen. How is the biggest you've seen is how big?
This big.
This big, yeah. How big is the ones you've seen? Yes? This big, oh, little ones, okay. Yeah. Okay, but just one time in Vrindavan there was a hailstorm and okay. Otherwise we'll send you out to herd the cows. In his mind. And that will be very difficult and also dangerous. Okay. So hail and rain, and the rain was coming down because he was so angry. He wanted to destroy Vrindavan, the people, the cows, for listening to this little boy, Krishna. And the rain was coming down as thick as trees, as pillars, the columns of that. And the cows were shivering and cold and fearful. Yes, they were fearful. Just mentioning cold and you start to sneeze. Wonderful. And the bulls, when the hail was coming down, they became angry as the hailstones bounced off their bodies. And the cows took the calves underneath their bodies and tried to protect them. But the speciality of all the residents of Vrindavan is that they know Krishna alone. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan. Krishna is their shelter. He's everything for them. And they had heard from Gagacharya, that Gaga Muni had said, Anena Sarva Durgani Yunjas Yasha Trishita, that when you have any difficulty, and there is something for all of us to learn here, when you have any difficulty, you take shelter of this boy, Krishna. And he told them, when he told this to Nanda Maharaj, he told them, this is a secret. This is during the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, Namakaran. So this is a secret, don't tell anyone. And then one wonders, how did all the Brijbasis know? And then one knows the answer, because in a village, there's never any secrets. Everyone knows everyone else's business completely. So all the Brijbasis knew that when there's difficulty, we take shelter of Krishna. And there is something for us to learn from this. And they didn't take shelter of him partially, but they took shelter of him fully. So here's the verse of the Bhagavatam, Krishna, that they all prayed, the cowherd men. The cows came to Krishna to come close to him. And the bulls came to Krishna, and the calves came to Krishna, and the cowherd men came to Krishna, and the cowherd ladies came to Krishna. And they looked at him with fully surrendered eyes, and they said, this is the cowherd men, said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh most fortunate one, oh Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he who possesses everything that we consider the cause of fortune or wealth or beauty or fame or strength, everything that if one possesses in this world, one thinks of that person as fortunate. But Krishna possesses an ocean of each of these opulences, and therefore he is called Bhagavan. And he is most fortunate, all fortunate. So they approached him, Krishna, with eyes fully open, hearts open, surrendered to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Twanatam Gokulam Prabhu. Oh Krishna, you are our Lord. Nata means Lord, means protector. When someone is an orphan, how do you say that in Hindi? Sanata. Anata. Anata. Means no one to protect. Twanata, you are the Lord of Gokul. You are the protector of Gokul. You are the, oh Prabhu, oh Master. Tratam arhasi deva na kupitad. That this deva, this Indra, has become angry at us and he's showering all this rain, practically torturing us. And he's angry, he's doing this out of his anger. But you, oh Krishna, abhaktavatsala, you promised to take care of your devotees. Atma pajanto vadanyata. You lean towards your devotees, and we have given everything for you. And this is the mystery of Braja. that the residents of Braja have this one thing in common. There are so many different residents of Vrindavan, from the cows to the bulls to the calves to the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys? Or the cowherd girls, or the elderly cowherd ladies and the cowherd men. And the trees even, and the rivers, they have one thing in common. And that one thing is that everyone loves Krishna with mamata, like a family member. Like, you are ours, we are yours. And the nature of their love is that more than thinking of, I am yours, Krishna, they think of Krishna with a sense of possessiveness, that you are ours. You are our beloved. You are our village boy. They were so attracted to him. They knew nothing else but him, and he was the center of their lives. So they prayed to Krishna in that way. Here is the Bhagavatam translation. They said, "Oh Krishna." Actually, all please repeat after me. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
Twanatam.
Twanatam.
Gokulam Prabhu.
Gokulam Prabhu.
Tratum.
Tratum.
Arhasi Devana.
Arhasi Devana.
Kupitad.
Kupitad.
He's angry at us and causing so much trouble, but you are Bhakta Vatsala. Bhakta Vatsala. So say that, Bhakta Vatsa. So Krishna, Vatsa means like calf. So Krishna takes care of his devotees just like the cow takes care of the calf. So they approach Krishna like this in their distress. And Krishna, he was thinking that Indra has done this because of his pride. And I want to teach Indra in such a way that his pride becomes removed. So I will do something very wonderful to remove Indra's pride. And I will teach him in such a way, because Krishna is such a wonderful teacher, that doesn't bring him embarrassment. So he learns the lesson himself. That he comes to the conclusion that I want him to come to, that he's not all-powerful, that he has no reason to be proud, that he's insignificant, like all of us are insignificant, tiny. We can prance around thinking how wonderful we are, and I'm better than this one, and look at this one, and this person, but ultimately, we are all tiny and insignificant and completely dependent. Now, the young boys and young girls don't need to exactly hear this type of talk. They have to go into the world and prove themselves in the world, and yes, that's proper. That's proper. They have to have that Abhiman, that sense of strong sense of self, so they can do something in the world. But ultimately, they need to learn, as we all need to learn, that we are ultimately very tiny and insignificant and dependent. And we should learn how to take shelter of Krishna completely, ultimately, in the mood that the Brijbasis do. Ultimately, that's what we want. So Krishna thought, I will teach Indra his lesson. I will remove his pride. But for the Brijbasis who are suffering right now, I will give them something else. I will give them something wonderful. And he speaks this verse. Tasmad mat sharanam goshtam. Therefore, because they have taken full shelter of me, meaning the Gostam, the members of the cowherd community, all the members of the cowherd community. Therefore, they've taken full shelter of me as Manmata, Manatam. There is Anatta, which means an orphan, but I am their Lord. And even more than that, Mat Parigraham, they are thinking of me as a family member. With that type of intimacy and love. So Gopaye Swatmayogena, by my mystic power, because the Supreme Lord, the Absolute Truth, the Ishwara, Parameshwara, Krishna, he is unlimitedly powerful. So I will show just a little bit of my mystic power, my potency, because they are in distress. And it is my vrata, it is my vow. So yam me vrata ohita. It is my vow to protect my devotees, those who have given themselves to me. It is my vow to give myself to them, to protect them. And this is the shelter that every living entity is longing for. Are you okay? But don't worry, I'll end soon, okay? You have such a nice turban. Where did you get that turban? Where did you get that pagri?
Dad.
Oh, you did it so nicely on you. What is your name? I forgot.
Saksham.
Saksham?
Saksham. Saksham.
Okay. I can only say it with a New York accent. Very good. So then Krishna did something very wonderful. And our acharyas describe how when he went from his own house where he was discussing and watching everything to Govardhan Hill, his shakti, his potency, removed all the rain to such a degree that even his turban, he was also wearing a pagri, didn't even get the slightest bit wet. And then he lifted up this hill known as Govardhan. And our acharyas, especially Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, explains that there was enough room under this hill for not only all the residents of Vrindavan, and not only all the cows, and not only all the calves and the bulls, but their wagons and the food for the cows, and the whole three worlds could have fit under this hill by Krishna's mystic potency. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this. Considering this is just a little bit of Krishna's potency, do you think he has enough potency to take care of you? And to show this, he lifted the hill. And then when his mother was in complete anxiety, oh, my boy is lifting this hill, he must be so tired. Then Krishna just shifted it to the little finger of his left hand. Don't worry, mother. Don't worry. This hill is nothing. It is floating on it by its own power. Don't worry, don't worry. But when we hear about the different conversations and dialogues and activities that went under the hill, as all the residents of Vrindavan for 7 days just looked at Krishna and were nourished, got their complete nourishment by having their consciousness absorbed fully in him. This is, we read about this in some of our acharya's writings, and we feel great happiness. So, we will end here with all the residents of Vrindavan having their full shelter under Govardhan Hill, but I want to also now do something else. Now, I want to talk about something about Govardhan Hill and show you something about Govardhan Hill and an easy way that you can take shelter of Govardhan Hill. Now, raise your hand again, everyone who's been to Govardhan Hill. Thank you. That's almost everyone. Zivi, have you been to Govardhan Hill? Oh.
We've been to Vrindavan.
Okay, next time. Have you been to Govardhan Hill? And you too, yes. Okay. Now, this photograph over here, maybe, Dr. Trini, maybe you could. Now, I remember when I took this particular photograph of the tree over here by Govardhan Hill, 2 minutes after that, I took this photograph. De Kunz was there under that hill, under the tree. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. And he was smiling so nicely. No, he was feeling some tummy problem. So this is by Govinda Kund. But the other photograph over here is by is a cow by Sarabi Kund. Now raise your hand. You can see Govardhan Hill in the background by the cow, but there is Sarabi Kund. Now what we're going to do is show a little video. Before the video, we'll see a photograph of Sarabi Kund. But then in the video, you will see something wonderful. Okay, now if we can just move those photographs. And soon we're going to have to turn off the lights. But before we do this, I want to tell you what we're going to do. Now, last year, just about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj, Mataji, because ladies first, and this little insignificant soul, and not only that, but our Sri Radharaman and other devotees too were at Sarabi Kund. And we had a Harinam festival there. No.
I need somewhere else to stay.
No, not yet. But this is the wrong pictures, though. There's a. Okay, why don't you stand right over here?
Where?
Right over here, or you can sit. Now, this kund is where Lord Indra begged forgiveness after the pastime was completed. And you can't see it very well right now, but I want you to imagine something. It was dark, and there were hundreds of devotees sitting there and chanting. His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj was leading the kirtan. And the devotees had arranged hundreds and hundreds of ghee lamps on the steps of this wonderful kund.
Thousands and thousands.
6,000. I think it was 12,000. Maybe it was 100,000. 500,000, Mataji says. There was so many, and there were so many, and hailstones that were this big weren't there. But
and all down the road.
And all down the road leading us there. Wow. And the devotees, and we have not a high quality video of it, but just someone, Satchinanda Maharaj sent it to me a few days ago and I wanted to share it with you. Because the mood there in Vrindavan at Sarabi Kund, where one's offenses are removed or forgiven, the devotees were chanting with such a full heart in this experience. And if you look closely, you might even see Mataji there and Sri Radharaman chanting and Jay and maybe Lalita too. But what I want you to do, and the reason why I wanted to show this to you, is that what we're going to do is chant along please chant along, but not in a distracted way, the way we or I normally chant, but with a full heart calling out to Krishna for shelter. You think you can do that?
Yes.
You can try your best? Yes. Chant in a full-hearted way. And even though the video isn't perfectly clear or anything, but just try to capture the mood of Braj at Sarabhi Kund, with no paper being rustled in the background. Little girl, do you want to see the teacher within me come out, be manifest?
I don't think she wants to see.
No, but nor do I want to hear the rustling of the paper. But what I want is, what I would really like is all the devotees. Otherwise, the little girl is going to have to go out. I'll take it. I'll take the paper. Oh, yes, now there's a very intelligent mother. You can play with that now. Yes, so nice. So be ready to chant with a full heart, and then after that, we'll go outside to our... What happened?
That is a surprise.
You will go out and get a lamp, and we'll be able to offer it there. Okay. Now, you ready? I think we'll have to turn off the lights. I don't know if that's possible or practical, but let the video begin. And please try